Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Clearly, I am not Joe Biden.
She's a Marxist.
The fight.
She's going to do this. She's going to do that. Why hasn't she done it?
He's on.
I think the choice is clear.
Every move is on the sky.
3-on-1.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
I want to bring in State Senator Blaise Ingolia. Thank you, sir, for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with the failure to protect Trump? It's a good move that Governor DeSantis is going to do his own investigation. Don't want to start any conspiracy theories, but if he finds something that the feds don't, Governor DeSantis might find himself in a bad situation.
I don't think so. I think, look, it's an attempted murder, right? It's an attempted assassination of a president. There was the willingness and, most importantly, the intent to kill. I praise Governor DeSantis for taking the bull by the horns here, because what we've seen, especially when it comes to the attempted assassinations of this president, the federal government just doesn't move. They'd rather have hearings and drag it on and actually get to the bottom of this. And, you know, the guy who's running the FBI right now, his name escapes me, the one who gave the press conference the other day. He seemed to be more intent on covering for Mayorkas and the DOJ than actually finding the intent on this stuff. So the governor is just making sure that regardless of what the Fed does, this guy is going to land in jail for a long time here in the state of Florida.
And I absolutely applaud it as well. But as you touched on, a lot of this comes down to Mayorkas. He could make a decision clearly to put the manpower and resources to increase the coverage for former President Trump. We know he could do it. They're playing a game, I feel like, and it's a very dangerous game. And it's like Kamala's dangerous game, you know, turning our whole country into a sanctuary country. What are your thoughts?
Isn't it amazing? It's amazing for two things. Number one is that, you know, the federal government runs fiscal year to fiscal year, and it runs at the end of September. There have now been 2 million illegal border crossings in the United States, and that's just on the southern border. When you add in the rest of the ports and you're adding in the northern border, we're 2.7 million. That is an astounding number. Now, it's Kamala Harris is turning the United States into a sanctuary country because we know their long-range plan is to get them here, get them assimilated into society, get people feeling bad for them. And don't get me wrong, there's a certain degree of people who feel bad that they're getting, you know, basically human trafficked across the line. They're not being able to assimilate, and a lot of them are being taken advantage of. But the next thing is going to be mass amnesty, and then eventually voting rights. So this is a game that a dangerous game that the leftists and the open border advocates are playing at the national level. And it doesn't end well for us as U.S. citizens.
Well, there. You know, look, the case of the attempted shooting of the president, this guy was a convicted felon. He shouldn't have had a firearm at all. There's laws against that. There's also laws against voting if you're a non-citizen. But just like gun crimes, it doesn't mean it's going to prevent all of them or a lot of them. So Kamala's sanctuary, yeah, bringing in fentanyl, crimes like murder and rape and human trafficking, we've got all that plus the threat that our voting is going to be impacted. This is a major concern even before the amnesty thing takes place. Am I right?
No, you're 100% right. And I think that's why you're going to see the state of Florida. I know I am going to be heavily involved in writing new legislation to crack down on some of this here locally in the state of Florida. The problem is, and I don't know if many people know this, but the federal government does not share with the states who they assume to be in the country illegally, who they know to be in the country legally when it comes to migrants. And that's scary. That's why when you have arrests from your sheriff's department, your police department, they have to basically petition the federal government to see if they're in the country legally or illegally to get an ICE detainer, right? That information isn't readily available. So I think the first step in stopping a lot of this is data sharing between the federal government and the states. Because right now they don't want it because they don't want the states to know who are in the country illegally, nevertheless, who's in their state illegally.
Well, we've got planes landing on a regular basis coming from, all parts, dumping off illegals. The Biden administration, but they've been busted doing that. And yet, I don't know if they've ever made any kind of public acknowledgement. Have they, to your memory?
No, they haven't made any public acknowledgement, but we know that they're doing it, obviously, it's as plain as day. You know, we see it. How do you think Springfield, Ohio, gets to go from, what did they have, 30,000 people, and they got an additional 12 to 15,000 Haitian migrants? How does that happen? Obviously, they're being flown into the interior by our federal government.
And again, another thing where, just a few illegal folks voting could make a difference locally in that community, not to mention all these states where it's going to be very tight races anyway. Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, these are going to be tough states anyway. And just a few illegals here and there could make a difference.
And don't forget, the federal government, along with some leftist state governments, are actually funding nonprofits and NGOs to get the information to illegal immigrants how to register to vote. And that's another thing that we're going to crack down on.
Well, and the motor voter thing started out as a pretty good idea. Hey, you're getting your license renewed. Would you like to register to vote? That's great. But without proof of citizenship, you're almost begging a felony to be committed, a felony that never or very, very rarely ever gets caught, ever gets charged. I mean, how often does it happen? Maybe a dozen cases a year that you hear about?
But it's going to happen more. There was, I think it was a PragerU video that started talking about the next big thing. We had critical race theory. They're talking about critical immigration theory, where this gentleman on PragerU did the video. And I sort of agree with him. I agree with him that the next big thing is going to be, hey, no matter where you live in the United States, if you come here, you're going to be able to vote in our elections, whether you're legal or not. Because since you're voting here, since you're buying things at the groceries and since you're a grocery store and you're paying sales tax, then you have a right to pick who governs you. That's my fear, is that's going to be the next big thing that's going to come if we have a Kamala Harris presidency.
Well, yeah, and the Supreme Court would weigh and measure that, and they'd say that is not constitutional. And then the Democrats,
and then the Democrats
will quickly push even further and faster to pack the court, so to speak, and to try to make changes there. I heard Hillary Clinton, referring to like the Supreme Court, like she was talking about the devil.
Yeah, and you bring up the Supreme Court. That is a very good reason why Democrats should never, ever again get control of the presidency, the House, and the Senate, because they will just turn this country around in the matter of an election cycle and literally turn us into Venezuela.
State Senator Blaze Ingolia, always a pleasure. We love connecting with you, and we hope to hear from you again soon.
Take care, guys.
All right, take care.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Dana Lash.
The problem is that the government won't stop spending.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
And telling everyone, we're going to give you $25,000 for a house. That's going to make it even worse.
On 97.3, The Sky.
It's awesome that Mossad grabbed hold of these pagers that they knew was going to Hezbollah, and they put explosive devices in it.
Yeah.
People that kill innocent people, man, they hate it when you turn the tables on them. Mm. They really do. And listen, there still is a part of me that cannot, it's not in me to delight in that.
Right.
But they're terrorists.
Yes.
And so as much as I want, you know, look, I don't know if it's how you're raised, I don't know if it's a genetic thing, whatever, maybe a faith thing, but you want to protect life.
Yeah.
And you want to try to forgive and move on and all that. But these are terrorists. Mm-hmm. And Israel's trying to survive. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They want to survive. They want to protect their people. So anyway, you've got that. But listen to this. Listen to this. An Ohio sheriff has announced that he is gathering the addresses of all the homes in his county that have Kamala Harris campaign signs on display.
Okay.
According to the Portage County Sheriff Bruce Zukowski, they will soon be welcoming some new house guests. In a Facebook post on his personal campaign page, Sheriff Zukowski called on residents to write down the addresses of Harris supporters. He revealed that he will be sending all illegal aliens that arrive in his county to the homes of Harris supporters.
Wow.
When people ask me, what's going to happen if the flip-flopping laughing hyena wins? Zukowski wrote in his post. yeah. Can you imagine that?
Hilarious.
I mean, that's better. That's even better, right, than getting a bus and shipping them up to Martha's Vineyard. I mean, I applauded our governor when he did that.
Oh, man.
But this is even better.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, you're a Harris supporter? You're going to vote for Harris?
Yeah.
You're for open borders? Okay. All right. Well, that means you're also for, you know, an open house.
Mm-hmm.
Border open?
Yeah.
House open. Your home is open.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fair's fair.
That is great. So when the illegal human locust, which she supports, need places to live, will already have the addresses of their new families who supported their arrival.
It's nice.
Yeah. He, I'm sure he's making a lot of friends on one side.
Yeah.
Well, look, this comes right as the whole, you know, Springfield, Ohio thing that garnered national headlines in recent weeks. An influx of tens of thousands of Haitian migrants into a town of 60,000. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was over 10,000. That is a huge influx of anybody. But these are folks that really haven't been vetted.
Mm-hmm.
They come from Haiti, a very dangerous, desperate place. Residents say the infrastructure doesn't exist to care for them all, that crime has been an increasing issue. Yep. All right. So this particular sheriff,
yeah,
he is saying what he's going to do. That's very interesting. I wonder if there'll be a few less Kamala Harris signs on lawns there.
Well, speaking of one, I saw one in a neighborhood that is down a couple of blocks from ours about how the South. Yeah, I hadn't seen this. It's a very artsy looking Kamala Harris wall sign, and it's the South is for Harris Walls, and it had several little phrases about her bringing joy and we're not going back. I was actually talking to some people in that neighborhood that they feel like they're on an island. They have like Trump stickers on their cars, that kind of thing. And I was talking to them when we were out for a walk, and they're like, you know, I see that sign, and all I can think of is I do want to go back. But I want to go back, you know, about 7 years when Donald Trump was our president.
Yeah.
Like, there's some irony in that, and picking your phrases is really important.
Well, and using the terminology joy, how joyous is it to the people of Springfield and what they're experiencing?
Yeah.
How joyful is it for the people that have experienced firsthand the death or rapes of their children, their loved ones, at the hands of illegal aliens? It is real. What about the families that are left with the carnage of a loved one who died from fentanyl poisoning? Because that happened 80 to 100,000 times each year since Biden opened the borders. I mean, that's beyond an epidemic.
Well, bring it home to Kamala Harris's staff over many, many years. How much joy does she bring them that they all quit on her on a regular basis?
Well, on a personal level, that is interesting.
Yeah, they can't work for this woman.
No. No, they can't. So,
saying, not a very joyful office situation there. Yeah.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Nostradamus, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for covering this topic. You were talking about what was going on in Springfield, what Harris and Biden have done to us. Well, Jesse Waters, you know who he is. He had a guest on a show from Springfield 5 days ago on his show on Fox News. And the guy said there are 30,000 that are there.
Wow.
Not 12,000, not 20,000. 30,000. You can go watch it on YouTube. You can go watch it.
No, I believe
5
you.
Days ago. It's about Springfield residents. And also, I follow a guy who travels around the country. He's got over 1 million subscribers, and he's not a political guy, but he went to Springfield because he heard what was going on. And they're up there, they're saying they're having, the houses are being sold at high prices, and they're turning them into dormitories. And he even said that on Jesse Waters, the guy did. And they're saying that 19-year-olds are enrolling as freshmen in the high schools up there from Haiti. It's insane, and it's going to be spreading all over the country. Now Charleroi, Pennsylvania's got a problem.
Wow. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. I wonder if buying those homes, I'm assuming that's all government money. I'm sure none of it will be wasted and there'll be no fraudulent behavior.
Do you remember when you were a kid and your mom had to go get you signed up for school, the stack of papers you had to prove you were a citizen and a resident and you lived in that school district?
Yep.
And what happened? You stroll in from another country and start school.
Yeah.
How'd that happen? I don't know.
Hey, more revelations possibly about the would-be Trump assassin. We'll dig into that and a whole lot more.
The clock
in this time
is ticking down.
This is the time.
To November.
The choice of this election could not be more stark.
We have some hard work ahead of us.
Every minute, the news is changing.
You have a radical left freak.
We trust women to know what is in their best interest.
And history will be made.
You have a president who will fight.
The sky is the station for election 2024.
It's going to be a battle.
Now is the time.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky. Talk.
These days, my biggest concern is inflation.
About what matters the most.
I worry about unemployment.
Hear about it first.
A brand new Trump economic boom.
An opportunity economy.
Talk about it now.
The Sky gets it right.
Now. Right.
Right.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Give for Marion fundraiser continues. This is a 33 hours focusing on giving locally, helping local nonprofit organizations. And it is going on right now until 7 o'clock tonight. A couple of great programs that we know of, the Rock Program.org. And also, Charisse Rivers from Zinnia Wealth has a foundation. It's called Grilled Cheese Foundation. They have a great history, and they're doing good work as well. Go to grilledcheesefoundation.com or just pick, you know, one of the worthy causes and help to support it if you're in a position to do so. And thank you ahead of time. Paging Dr. Hezbollah. Boom.
Wow.
Boom.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Paging Dr. Hezbollah. Yeah. Israel's not playing. Assad doesn't play. They're all in. The death toll from the exploding pagers that injured thousands of Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon risen to 12, including two young children. Of course, they have to throw that in there. Sad to say, in all likelihood, those children would grow up to be...
Yes.
Terrorists.
Imagine that.
The apples generally don't fall far from the trees. No, sad to say. Look, there's a party... Why can't we all just get along? Human life. Respect it. Appreciate it. But many don't. No. Terrorists, in my opinion, do not respect life at all, and they prey upon the most innocent among us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, how you like me now? Lebanese authorities reporting this said Wednesday, earlier today, as the terrorist group warned Israel to brace for harsh punishment over the massacre, which is probably precisely what the IDF is waiting for, I think. And good. Yeah. Nearly 3,000 people were left wounded when the handheld devices started exploding nearly simultaneously Tuesday afternoon in a deadly attack that Hezbollah and the Lebanese government have blamed on Israeli aggression. The only people getting these were known terrorists to Hezbollah. They were the ones that were getting these pagers.
Mm-hmm.
And again, hate it, loss of life. Hate, but these are not innocent people. Now, the kids, yeah. But for the most part, no, they're not. And people don't, oh, we don't like that kind of warfare. Oh, really? As compared to slaughtering, raping, kidnapping the most innocent, going to a music festival? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm old and used to have a pager, and I used to carry it in my front right pocket. So the guys who weren't killed, well, they're not having any kids anymore anyway.
Well, there is
thank you, guys.
There is that.
Yeah, it's usually kept in close proximity to, well, some areas that the left thinks is, kind of exchangeable, interchangeable
that's
anyway.
True, so, removable, that kind of thing.
Fluid, yeah. Man. It's all fluid. Just be something else now.
Well, yeah, if you're still alive.
Yeah. Hey, some questions coming out about this 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth, the guy who was... lying in waiting with an AK for former President Trump to stroll by on the golf course. Yeah. There's some questions about possible Iranian involvement. New York Times reporter who had interviewed Ruth last year. Yes, I said last year. Wrote on Sunday that Ruth was working to recruit former Afghan special ops soldiers who had fled to Iran to go fight in Ukraine. Now, we know about him trying to get Afghans to fight in Ukraine. I didn't realize that he was specifically going after the special ops soldiers who fled to Iran. And the reason why that's important, it shows a possible Iranian connection, but the reason that those special ops guys have value is because they were trained by our special ops guys. Hmm. So if you have to add to the list of buffoonery and stupidity that Joe Biden exhibited as commander-in-chief, you can add that to it. So he had a terrible withdrawal. 13 service members died. It didn't have to happen that way. We gave up a $1 billion base in Bagram, and we gave up billions of dollars in armaments, and we trained a whole bunch of folks that may now be working against us.
Yeah, but they've. It's not like they've got equipment and, you know, guns and...
Yeah, billions and billions of dollars of
that is a problem.
Very good equipment.
Yeah. Well, they even had a parade a couple of weeks ago and then showed the video on social media of all the stuff. They were driving and flying.
And who's going to stop them?
Not this there administration.
Yeah. Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skyline's Peasant with a Pitchfork. You're on.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Yeah, I heard you talking about this Ruth guy with the Iranian connection. But the feds taking over that case down there is bothering me because if you think about it, he was over there in Ukraine. He wants the rat weasel to win. And the same people that are protecting the rat weasel over there in Ukraine are the same people that are now allegedly going to investigate this Ryan Ruth guy, the attempted assassination of Trump down there in Palm Beach. They're all the same people, if you think about it.
There's concern. Yeah, there's concern there won't be legitimacy, there won't be transparency. Absolutely. However, the good news is Governor DeSantis is doing his own investigation. Well, they have the deep kind of ties the federal government would and spooks and all that. No, they won't. They don't. But they can make some determinations that may be helpful. But yeah, to question those that are going to investigate is absolutely valid. Sure. I mean, you know, do we still have all the answers of that whole Vegas thing?
No.
It doesn't seem like it.
No.
And we still don't even have a lot of answers from the Butler, Pennsylvania attack on former President Trump. You know, the guy had got access to a roof. It is bizarre. And you know, what's this kid's background? What connections were there?
Mm-hmm.
Again, he had three accounts encrypted that were connections to some foreign entities in some way. Are we ever going to hear more about that? Are they still, quote-unquote, tracking them down?
No, Bob, just to be fair, Joy Reid came out the other day. You did the story and kind of, you know, answered part of it. It's probably not a coincidence. They're all white guys and they're all Trump supporters.
I know. Isn't that bizarre?
Is she just a total moron or what? Or did I just answer my own question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She doesn't bring joy.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, it is interesting, you know, to find out if this guy had connections.
Yeah.
Because he's been all over the place. I mean, he lived in North Carolina for a couple of decades, I believe. Then he's got a place in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's been to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know where else he's been and what else they, you know, have found out about him, but this reporter for the New York Times knew about the guy and actually wrote about him last year, and we know the feds knew about him because he's committed federal crimes in the past. So if they knew about the guy, I don't know, it's becoming harder and harder to have any level of trust and any level to know what the truth is.
No.
Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Marty are on the air.
Bob, I just wanted to say, if you're the one that throws the first punch, anything that happens after that point in the fight is on you. And Hezbollah, they could have sat quietly and not started throwing missiles to back up their brothers in Hamas, and Israel never would have touched them. But they started firing missiles here and there, and then they escalated it. It's tit for tat now, but game on, and they started it. Thank you.
Well, and the missiles, yeah, look, that's all bad enough, and I'm not trying to downplay that. But if you think about the way that they were attacked in October, the way Israel was attacked, and they went after... Really, literally, they went after the most liberal, really, if you will, Israelis. These were the kind of the peaceniks of the era. They weren't the hardcores. They were nice. They had friends that were Palestinian. I don't know if that story gets told enough. So they literally attacked and targeted who they knew would be the weakest, the least likely to be able to protect themselves, the least likely to have guns. And specifically went after them and their children, kids, you know, teenagers, raped, mutilated, held hostage and raped and mutilated and killed. Yeah, all bets are off. All bets are off. Somebody attacks your family like that? Yeah. Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Deborah, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Okay, the assassin. Did anybody
ever think that these two attempts, if they were set up, were a way to see what would happen, reaction with the Secret Service? Because they always say the third is the third time is a charm.
We're fighting for our survival as a nation.
Weeknights at 6.
Do we want a healthy, prosperous economy, or do we want an increasingly centralized, ubiquitous, iron-fisted police state?
97.3, The Sky.
Another day in paradise. What is not to smile about, I ask? Thank you for listening to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive, not political thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. 877-975-9825. And Lars from Mars, what's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. My wife is making me smile. I'm not sure she's always paying attention, but I was relating to her a sign I saw in Tampa the other day. And I just said, the sign said Walls, Harris, or Harris, Walls, Forward. And that's all it said on there. And she just looked at me, and like I said, she's not always paying attention. She just said, don't lemmings go forward?
Yeah. Very good. Let's go to Chris. Good morning. What's making you smile?
What's making me smile? I just clicked on the giftformarian.org website, and they're already up to 1.3 million. I'd also like to mentioned a great charity. It's called Outdoor Valor. It's a veteran. He has a boat. He takes PTSD veterans out for a day on the water, helps provide peer-to-peer counseling. Basically, we have 22 veteran suicides a day, and we actually had two last week here in Ocala. So it's a very good charity. If you click on there and you type in Outdoor Valor in their search on the bottom, it'll take you right to the thing, and you can donate however much you want.
Thank you for the great information. It definitely makes me smile. We've been big supporters of Give for Marion, and I'm glad to hear that they've raised 1.3 mil. Let's go to Donna. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and Greg again. So today, I know you had mentioned Smalls opening up here in Ocala. Looking forward to it. But number two, I just wanted to give you a heads up. It is National Cheeseburger Day.
Ooh. Right on.
How did we miss that?
Cheeseburgers in paradise.
Ooh, write that down.
Heaven on earth with an onion slice.
That's a great line.
Not too particular, not too precise.
Yes.
Just a cheeseburger in paradise. Copyright Jimmy Buffett.
Yes. A quick thing, because I know we're running out of time here. You know how we enjoy
I always think of Jimmy when I'm having a manatee burger. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Ooh. Mentioning we enjoy running into listeners. You know, I was looking for a body shop this week, and we used to go see a guy named Brad, who was a friend of ours, who retired. Met somebody who you met years ago, Dean, who immediately said, oh, listen to you guys all the time. So
they are some super guys.
Yep.
What's the name of that place? Do you remember?
Something of Super.
Super.
They're very sporty, and they work on automotives. Yeah, something like that.
Hey, guys. Hope all is well. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
A second assassination attempt in just 9 weeks.
Donald Trump is safe.
The news that's trending.
In the bushes where this guy was. A AK-47 style rifle with a scope.
500 yards is way too close to a president.
The news that's now.
The suspect fled but was soon captured.
Near the Trump International Golf Course in West Palm.
The news station.
Thank God the president's okay.
It has got to stop. Enough is enough.
The local coverage you need. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. With early voting starting in crucial swing states like Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump putting election cheaters on notice. Yep, you'll be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, which will include long-term prison sentences. And he says, he will win the election, and when he does, there will be consequences for any rampant cheating and skullduggery. Engage in skullduggery with President Trump, you're busted. And that is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have a great, safe day. Enjoy it. See ya.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.